Zakta Heilige Mishnah, Sechtes Tmura, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, V'eluhein Hanikbarim. These are the things that have to be buried. Kadashim Shehepilu. So we have a Hegdish animal that miscarried. That means that the baby came out of the mother before it was born. Yikaveru. That unborn baby that came out has to be buried. Now the reason we have to bury these things is because they are Asr Behana. We don't want someone to come to use it. Vaitra says in Mishnah Hepila Shilya. If you have a Hegdish animal, that what came out of it was not a baby, but what came out of it was the Shilya. The Shilya is the sack that the baby grows in the mother. It has to be buried. Why? Says the Batanura, because the rule is Ein Shilya B'loi Vlad. If there was a sack, there must have been a baby, but somehow it just dissolved. Vaita Zakta Mishnah Shor HaNiskol. For those of you learning Bava Kama, I'm sure you remember that a Shor HaNiskol, that's an axe that was stoned. Let's say it killed a person. It's Asur Bahanar. Remember the sugyas, Bala Sharnaki, has to be buried. The Egla Arufa. The Torah says that if a person is found killed in an open area, and we don't know who did it, we have to measure to the closest town. And there's a canim of that town. You have to bring an Egla, and they have to chop off its head in a nachal, in an unfarmed valley. They wash their hands over it, and they say, Yudeinu, our hands didn't spill this blood. It's interesting. Chazal tell us we call out the Zakenim. What did they do wrong? Would we really think that the Zakenim, Chas v'Shalom, would kill someone? No, but perhaps if they would have walked this person, they would have been Malavahim, they would have walked him out of the town, we'll walk with you a little bit, hope you have a safe journey, then this wouldn't have happened. And therefore, it's their responsibility. But really, even if they walked him, would they walk him the entire way? So the Altif in the Vardik says, if you walk someone a little bit, and you give him the good feeling that he's a person, even when a robber would have attacked him, he would have had the courage to fight back. But if somebody is there, he's an Oirach, he says, bye, I'm leaving, and no one even looks at him, he's all broken, and then he doesn't have the courage to fight back. So it could be by not being Malava him, even if it would have been past the point that you have to accompany someone, he would have defended himself. In the Tana de Be'elio, it says, you know why we call out the Zikna Ha'ir? Because we say, Chas v'Shalom, if this happened, we're blaming you. You should have been Mechanech the Dor. You should have taught the people more Torah that such a thing could have never happened. Either way, the Egla Ruf has to be buried. Tzipare Mitzoyra has to be buried. These are the birds of a Mitzoyra. When a Mitzoyra wants to be Mitzoyra himself, so there's a lot of things he has to do. He has to bring two birds. One is shechted and the other is set free. The one that's set free is not Asur Banah, because the Torah wouldn't say, set something free, that someone can be over an Isser. How are we supposed to know on any bird where it comes from if it's just flying through the air? But the one that's shechted is Asur Banah. Vaiter Asa Nazir, the hair of a Nazir Tomei. The hair of a Nazir Tahar is burnt. But the hair of a Nazir that became Tomei, and he has to restart counting his Naziris, and first he has to shave, that's buried. Upeter Chamar. If someone's chamar gives birth to a firstborn zachar chamar, you have to redeem it with the seh. If he doesn't want to, then it has to be beheaded. That peter chamar is asur banah. Basa b'chalav, meat cooked with milk, is asur banah. The Torah says three times, le'sevashal gadi b'chalev imai. That's to teach us that there's an isra achile, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to cook it, and you're not allowed to have hanah from it. This is a non-hegdish animal that was shechted inside the azara. That has to be buried. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, Chulin shenishchetu bi'azara, a chulin animal that was shechted in the azara yisareifu, should be burnt. Reb Shimon's concern is as follows. Karbanos that become pasul after they were shechted have to be burnt. If someone's going to see, look, there's this animal that was shechted inside the azara and they took it out and they buried it, he's not going to chop. That was a chulin animal that was shechted in the azara. He may think, I see that when something goes wrong with the carbon, you're supposed to bury it. So therefore, that a person shouldn't make that mistake. We say even chulin, shenishchetu bi'azara, should be like other kachim that became pasul, and yisareifu, for they should be burnt. As a matter of fact, Reb Shimon takes us even a step further. L'chein chaya, shenishchetu bi'azara. A chaya is an animal like a deer, right? Not an animal that you keep in your farm. It runs around wild. Now, there's no carbon, which is a deer. So if you shecht the deer in the Azara, l'chayr, that for sure should be buried. I'm not going to confuse this with another carbon. There's no such carbon. No. Despite that, says Reb Shimon, you don't make chilukim when it comes to our gzeirais. Once it was shechted inside the Azara, it has to be burnt, not buried. But the Bat Tanura tells us that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. So quickly, chazering over, this is what has to be buried because it's asur b'hanah. Hegdish animal that miscarried, even if it just miscarried the sack and not the baby, we assumed there was a baby there, a shor haniskal, a shor that was sentenced to be stoned, is asur b'hanah. I'm sure many of you remember the sugyas of Masechtas Bava Kamma, an egla arufa, that's the egla that they have to chop off its head. It's part of the process of the kapara. When a mace is found between two cities, the birds of a metzaira, the one that's shechted, has to be buried. The hair of another tame has to be buried, as opposed to the hair of another tar, which is burnt under the pot where he cooks his carbon shlomim. Petach hamar, that's if a person does not want to redeem his firstborn donkey, he has to be beheaded. Tzasa benot has to be buried. Basar b'chalav, meat cooked with milk, has to be buried. Chulin shenishchetu bi'azara, a chulin animal that was shechted in the azara, has to be buried. Reb Shimon says, no, burn it. People shouldn't think that kachim, animals that become possible in the azara, are buried. And Reb Shimon extends that even to a chaya that was shechted in the azara. Although the chayra one would obviously realize it's not a carbon because there is no chaya carbon. But despite it, Reb Shimon says, we're not mechalik. Anything that was shechted in the azara should be burned and not buried.